I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Katie Neal from Odyssey Country. We are in New York City for International Women's Day in the Hard Rock Artist Lounge with one of our leading ladies, Ingrid Andress. How are you?
Thriving.
I love that. You are thriving. You got two CMT nominations today. Congratulations.
Woo! I know. My manager texted me about it because I was on a plane to come here. She was like, woke up to this today. And you know when the people send you the image and it doesn't load? And I was like, what is this? And then I didn't hear a response for like 20 minutes.
She That's always the moment that like the plane Wi-Fi isn't really working.
It was. I was like, what is
Are we in
this?
Crisis? Is this is good? Can you describe the image, please?
Exactly. She finally did. And I was like, oh, that's so amazing.
That's so awesome. That song, Wishful Drinking, has like turned out to be so amazing. A huge number one at the end of 2022. Grammy nominations. Like you have to be just like so over the moon excited about that still.
I am. Yeah. It's the song that just keeps reminding me of how many people connected to it. And that for me is what matters the most. And so getting the awards is cool too and getting nominated. But at the end of the day, if people are, if it's speaking to people, then I definitely did my job right.
Yeah. And that's what matters. Speaking of the Grammys, I loved the dress that you wore this
year.
I thought it was like so fun and daring and sexy. When you think about like your style icons, like who are you always like looking at? Like that's, you know, kind of like pushing things or you think like, I want to dress like that. Or is there anybody or do you feel like you just kind of like?
There are, but it's like people, I wouldn't wear what they wear. I just like that they have the confidence of being like, this is me.
Yeah.
Like Billie Eilish, like Lady Gaga, like anybody who.
I feel like Shania's been in that
and
space
Shania,
right now.
Like just, I could go on. Some of the most iconic artists to me just own who they are and aren't like chasing what everybody else is doing and like what the Kardashians are doing. It's like, who are you though? Like we've already. We already seen that. So like, what do you feel expresses you as a person? So I love anybody who has the guts to do that.
It just takes it and owns it.
Yes.
If you were going to pick an outfit of yours to be featured like here at the Hard Rock, because like when you come into this amazing hotel, there's like Alicia Keys' outfit and Jay-Z and Beyonce. Is there one that you like think of that is like always been a favorite that you would love to see in here one day?
I think my first Grammys outfit, the white suit with
that
the
was so
diamond chains, like that one was so beautiful and I loved being a part of that outfit and helping with it. So it has a special place in my heart because it was very much handpicked for how I felt at that time.
Yeah.
And it was, yeah, it was probably one of my favorite outfits.
It was a great outfit for sure. And then talk to me about your latest single, Feel Like This, because that's a song that you wrote with like another amazing leading lady, Julia Michaels.
Yes. It was so funny. The day that we wrote it was the first day that we had ever written together.
Really?
Yes. We had been trying for like a year. So it finally came together and we were both newly falling in love at that time. So it's like we both took our own experiences from what we were feeling and just put it into a song and it just turned into Feel Like This. Like we were both excited to be with new healthy people in a relationship. So I feel like we both had come from a past where we're like, that probably wasn't so great.
It's got to be nice to be like in a similar vibe with the songwriters in the room because I'm sure there's nothing worse when you're like, I'm so in love and someone's like, I just got dumped.
Correct.
Like, where do you get on the same page from there?
Big pivot. Yeah. It was very, I was expecting us to write a sad song because I feel like her and I do that really well.
Yeah.
But we didn't.
Kind of the total
opposite.
So that
was the big victory of the day.
And it's such a great song. You also just released 3 new songs for the Good Person Deluxe album. Talk about these 3 new songs and why you wanted to put them out.
So the Good Person album is track listed in the order in which I wanted to hear my own music. And I also wanted to have other people hear the events as though they were transpiring in real life, which they were. Like, I was writing everything in real time. And I wanted to paint that story for people.
I always appreciate that. I like a musical journey when I sit down to
listen
to an album.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, if I'm going to listen to an album, like, I'm going to listen. So that was very intentional. And so the 3 songs I added to the deluxe just didn't fit the storyline. Like, they weren't accurate. Like, I wrote them. I love the songs, but they weren't written during the process of me coming from dark to light. So, but I still loved them and would get them stuck in my head. And I was like, you know what? Let's just pop them on there. Like, I don't know if they'll make it to the next album. So I just wanted a moment of, here are all these other different sonic things I can do. And
that's great, because then I feel like there's so many songs that, you know, artists, you do that and then you lose those songs because then you don't find another place for another album.
Correct. Yes. And music is going so quickly right now to where
so
I'm like,
quickly.
I'm like, okay, so I told my story. I'm like, now let's just put out stuff that I would want to play, even if it wasn't on an album.
Yeah, that's amazing. And then you recently just came off a great tour with Keith Urban. Did you have any like really memorable moments from that kind of stand out, or anything that you feel like you learned or took away from that?
He is just memorable in and of himself.
Right.
He has been doing this and has stayed relevant for so long. And to me, that's one of the most impressive things about him. Mm-hmm. But to me, I learned it's because he is always curious and is always wanting to learn more. You know, somebody as great as he is, is still asking questions and is curious about, oh, what are people doing with lighting these days? And he just always wants to know, like, what's going on and is hoping to be inspired by something. And, you know, most people would think he inspires himself because he's such a legend.
Like one of the most creative beings on the planet.
Correct. And I'm like, and you're looking for inspiration? I'm like, oh, no. Okay. What does that mean for the rest of us? But it inspired me to realize that staying curious is how you keep your life going, is how you grow, is how you stay around, because you are up to date with things that are happening and you are loving every second of it. So I learned that from him, instead of being like, well, this is my thing and I'm just going to do this forever. He's like, that was my thing. Well, what is this thing over here? Mm-hmm. So
that's a really wise thing to have taken away from that. Like, that's a good thing to take with you. I really, you know, what I said, people are like, well, I learned blah, blah, blah. But no, that's like a really like, that's even just a good life lesson.
It is. Yeah. I am definitely applying it to more in my life than just music.
That's awesome. And then you are currently out on your tour, the Good Person Tour. What are you loving most about touring this album?
I love seeing my fans show up and knowing all the words to every song. Because, you know, sometimes when you open for other artists, like, they like you, they know maybe a couple of your songs, and you're like, that's good enough for me. Mm-hmm. But then when
And they're
also,
like, all spread out throughout the arena or wherever
right.
it is.
Yeah, so you're like, where are you? But for these shows, everyone is there singing every lyric word for word, and it just makes me realize that these words mean something to someone else. Mm-hmm. Like, these are not just mine. Like, they started as mine, but now they're everybody's. And getting to witness that and how much it impacts people has been really special for me. And I just think we all have a lot more in common than we think we do. And I think music really brings that out in us.
It is the great equalizer. Like, when you're in a room singing, like, you know, whatever it's about with other people, you're like, oh, we've all gone through this.
Yes,
which
exactly.
is kind of nice. It's a nice, like, humbling, grounding experience.
For sure. My show is like a therapy session.
Yes.
Basically.
I love it. That's amazing. And then we're so excited to have you here tonight as one of our leading ladies, along with Marin and BB and Jax. And I was doing some sleuthing on Wikipedia, which doesn't always turn out to be true, but you've actually written a song that BB recorded.
I did.
Girl in the Mirror. Talk about that. That's kind of like a crazy thing, because have you guys met before? Do you know each other well?
We've met before.
Okay.
And actually, it's funny because Tyler Hubbard was on some of the dates for the Keith Urban tour, and so I hopped on stage to sing Meant to Be with him.
Oh my gosh.
And the last time I saw BB, I was like, hey, I'm filling in for you for Tyler Hubbard's set on Meant to Be. You sound way better than I do.
Stop.
But we did not know each other at the time that I wrote the song, because I started as a songwriter before I was an artist. Mm-hmm. And so I just showed up one day to a songwriting session in LA and was like, let's write this. I don't have any other concepts. Like, one of the other co-writers was like outside on a phone call about some lawsuit. And so I just kind of looked around the room. I was like, well, I guess I should write something. And then she ended up recording it for, what was the movie?
Ugly Dolls?
Ugly Dolls.
I think is right.
Yes.
I was trying to remember. I was going to say Trolls, but that's not
right. I was literally about to say Trolls. I was like, it was not Trolls.
It's a similar like movie poster.
I know. Yeah. I'm like, they're all toys. I get it.
But I'm pretty sure we got that right. And then I wanted to ask you, because I feel like since it's International Women's Day, as women, like we're always at our best when we're supporting each other and rooting for each other. And I know how like how helpful it can be to me when like a woman who's my mentor is like rooting for me and singing my praises. Like, and so I always try to do that for other people. So for you, like who right now in country music are you really excited about that you're like rooting for them?
Wow. So many people. I think, well, I'm taking Madeline Edwards out on the road with me. She is incredible. Mm-hmm. Very soulful. Carter Faith is also coming out. Megan Maroney has really blown me away with her songwriting.
Just truly, like, I was listening to her song, I think, Hair Salon the other day, and I'm like, this is the most. She's amazing. She's a really amazing
There's
songwriter.
There's so much up-and-coming talent, and mm-hmm. I really hope there is a space for them and that those of us who have been doing this and fighting like can help create a space for them to thrive because they're way too talented to have to deal with whatever the current situation is.
For sure. But I feel like even just by doing that right now, like you've made more space and now people yes. will watch this and go check them out.
Yes, they can. Yeah, they're crushing. I'm a huge fan of pretty much everybody.
Amazing. Ingrid Andress, thank you so much. Thank you for being one of our Odyssey leading ladies and joining us here at the Hard Rock in New York City.
Of course.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.